Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today for another round of Stories of Hope. So we're going to go straight into it. My first guest, Benjamin Lewick, he's been married for 17 years. He's got five children, 25 years leading and developing teams, 28 years of speaking experience, 8 years of U.S. Army service with a combat deployment to Afghanistan, 10 years as a small business owner. And what do these numbers mean? He's going to share with us what he's up to now and a little bit more about what he's up to and his passion project. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. I really appreciate you having me on today. Yeah, I've got a passion project that has been really just stirring around inside my spirit, inside me for years. A couple of things that happened just really solidified the need to absolutely get this message out to the world. A little bit of backstory for that. I'm a storyteller by nature, so you'll have to let me tell a story. Back in summer of 2019, regular Saturday like any other, thought it was normal. And to keep a long story short, what happened was is that while my oldest son was cooking breakfast for our family, he had a focal seizure and ended up with second and third degree burns on both of his hands. So a bunch of tests, a bunch of doctors later, we discovered that the reason that he was having seizures was because he had a tumor in his brain. Went through all the testing. He had four skin graft surgeries to repair his hands, and then was scheduled for a brain surgery. At the same time that all this was going on, I was the department manager for an HR department. I lost my second in command, my floor supervisor, to another assignment. So I had to do my job and his job leading a team at the same time. So dual hatting it for a little while there. Eventually I received a replacement, but this person, to put it very delicately, this person started mistreating my team members behind my back and drove them to the point to where there was a lot of behavioral health issues. The majority of the team, because of the abuse they were suffering without me knowing about it, they ended up having suicidal ideations and things like that. And there was a lot of recovery that had to take place following the workplace investigation that revealed all this behavior. So in addition to that, let's just stack one more thing on top of there. We were gearing up for a deployment, and I was supposed to be getting on a plane the same morning that my son was going in for brain surgery. Thankfully, you know, God is watching out for me, and someone with a lot more authority and rank on their chest than I did decided that it made more sense to reassign me to a different part of the unit that wasn't deploying and take another officer and plug him in where I had been working because he needed the experience for career progression. So I was actually able to be there for my son's brain surgery. We're now in 2 days, it will be 2 years post-op. It will be just over a year after he got off of all of his medicine and got his clean bill of health. While all of this was going on, I had a couple of coworkers, peers, who were really struggling, and they had a lot of suicidal ideation. And even though I had all the stuff going on in my personal life, all the stuff going on in my personal team that I was leading, it's important to always pay attention to people around you, because you never know when people are thinking thoughts, permanent solutions to temporary situations. And the way that you show up as a leader really has impact on the lives of the people around you. that's what leads into my passion project. My passion project is a book called The Antidote. The subtitle of it is How to Create Insanely Profitable High-Performing Teams That Last Without Creating a Toxic Environment That Makes People Want to Kill Themselves. It's about empowering leaders with the skills and the framework that they need to create life-giving environments, to really contrast a lot of the things that so many of us have been through. That releases next month. I'm extremely excited about it. I really believe that it's necessary because workplace-related suicide is something that a lot of times we don't talk about, and it's something that we need to address because regardless of the money that corporate America and a lot of these organizations have thrown at behavioral health awareness and things like this, workplace-related suicide rates continue to rise 3 to 5% every single year.
That's incredible. That's incredible that is what we are facing, that it continues to rise. And so obviously there is a problem there. And your book and your passion project is speaking to that cancer, if you will, right? And absolutely. Well, the first thing I want to do is I just want to find out, how's your son?
He's fantastic. He is... You would never know it by looking at him. He looks like a normal 13-year-old young man, soon to be 14 next month. And he is a future entrepreneur himself. He started working part-time for my wife's marketing firm, doing some stuff for her to intern and learn some skills and pick up a little bit of extra spending money. But he's completely healthy, no side effects or whatever. So I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, so good. So he's, all that turned out to be fine. He's fine. That's good. And then everything that you went through during that time, was that like 2 years ago or?
That was over the course of about 2 years. It was from about the summer of 2019 till roughly about April of 2021.
Yeah. And so everything that you were going through during that time. And then when did you write the book?
So shortly after I transitioned out of the military in May of 2021, I sat down and I already had kind of an outline, an idea of what I wanted to do. And I was like, let me do this. I have the time. I have the ability to do this right now. So I sat down and I wrote it initially shortly after I got out of the military. So over the summer and early fall of last year. And the editing process, of course, always takes a little bit longer than the writing process. So it took some time to edit it and realize, you know, there's a few things that I didn't put in here that I think really should belong. So I had to go back and do a little bit of revision to produce something that's going to hopefully produce massive impact in the lives of the people who read it.
So how are we going to get that book out to corporate America, to, you know, all over the place so that it can get into the workplace? Like you have a campaign, a marketing, I'm sure your wife's going to be involved somehow, right?
We have a whole launch strategy and just continuing to get the word out, talking to people. I love connecting with people. I love showing up authentically. I think people really resonate with it. So releasing it both in physical form as well as digital form on Kindle so that it can be accessed as easily as possible. Because statistically right now, only about 7% of the companies in corporate America across the United States are actually implementing a people first strategy for their business, to where they actually put the needs of their people ahead of profit and ahead of shareholders and stakeholders and things like this. So prioritizing the people that make everything else possible.
Yeah, yeah. Prioritizing the people that make everything else possible. That's really a good strategy, and that's really a good empowerment. So you are a wonderful storyteller. You definitely had me on the edge of my seat, and I love that you put everything down on paper. I also can resonate with the part of the editing piece and writing a book, that, you know, that's where it's really at, is where the credibility lies in the editing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Making sure that things are properly cited and referenced and presented in a way that they actually make sense.
Yeah. Now, as far as the, you know, your past workplace environment it did all of that also, turn out well?
It did. It did. The people who were on my team when we went through that that dark time together, it was really important for them to understand that I had their back. That if it meant that if I had to sacrifice as a leader, if I had to do extra things above and beyond the scope of my regular duties, that me taking care of them was more important. And showing up and letting them know that they were my priority. So they ended up getting the behavioral health help that they needed from professionals. And they have gone on to do amazing things in their careers. The people who were having suicidal ideations, that I was able to be in their life and to be present for them. They're still alive today and they're doing well.
Oh, that is so good. I'm so glad to hear that. I am a person that can resonate with the suicide ideation because I had suicide ideation all my life. So it's something that I have overcome, but I know that shadow personally and intimately. And I understand by you saying that, being there for somebody, really listening to somebody, how important that is to know that you're not alone and that there's somebody there that has your back, like you were talking about. So I want to send the audience to the people that are listening to this, to your social media, where they can look you up, where they can find out more about you, maybe connect with you further, maybe have you come and speak to their organization. So how do we find you?
Absolutely. It's super easy. It's all organized in one place. If you go to www.priorityinitiative, it's the name of my company, priorityinitiative.com/connect. It has all the links to my different social media profiles on there, as well as a form you can fill out to get notified when my book's available. There's some other things on the website. We're continuing to add free resources to the website every couple of weeks. So feel free to bookmark the website for anyone that's watching, and keep checking back. And we'll keep adding free content to help people show up as the best version of themselves, because we absolutely believe, from me to you, that everyone deserves exceptional leadership. And I believe that you can be that leader.
Yeah. And we all need to be the leaders in our own lives. And we need good role models that are showing us how to stand up in that leadership, because we can and we must. And now is the time. So thank you so much, Benjamin. It was wonderful to have you on today. We definitely want you to come back when you get your book published and, shout about it again, talk about it when you come back.
Absolutely. I love being on here. Thank you again so much for inviting me. It's such a pleasure to chat with you this afternoon. And I'm more than happy to come back anytime you'd like me to.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times, or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
www.cornelia.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I am excited to introduce you to our next guest, Dr. Liz Dubois, PhD. She is a conflict resolution, soul-centered executive coach. She does one-on-one coaching and public speaking and helps clients establish a relationship, a deeper relationship with their own inner knowing, their own inner truth, and how is it that they are here to change the world. From this space, her clients have gone on to establish million-dollar businesses, be featured in publications, including Bustle and Forbes, and sell tens of thousands of dollars of products and programs within hours of their first sessions, then go on to have a profound, transformative, world-changing leadership experience. Wow, that's really awesome. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you're doing a lot of wonderful things that you're helping people to, you know, create their wealth generation, it sounds like.
That's a component of it. I think the biggest thing that I do is I help people figure out who they really want to be and what they really want to be doing. And once that's clicked into place, it's kind of like puzzle pieces getting snapped in properly. Once that's in place and they can slough off the feelings of I have to do this because my family thinks so, or I have to do this because of money, I have to do this because of yada, yada, yada. Once we can clear away that debris and help them see the different pieces of themselves that are authentic, that have been kind of set to the side, we can click all of that back into place and help them give themselves permission to just exist authentically. Then money comes naturally because it's a byproduct of doing the things that you're here to really do.
Right, right. So stepping into their soul, inner knowing. Mm-hmm. So how did you get started in this work? I know that you are a PhD, but what really got you to do this executive coaching, like this niche-orientated focus?
Yeah, sure. I went through a divorce. I got divorced and I was running a nonprofit, a membership association of about 5,000 people. I was the executive director. I was very burnt out. I was over my head with the finances of the organization, with my personal life being in the condition that it was while I was going through a divorce. I had a very young child at the time and I just hit a wall. I left the organization and went on a kind of fruitless quest to find a job in a similar organization. I thought, I'm supposed to be in advocacy. I'm supposed to be in nonprofits. I'm an executive. This is what I've trained to do. And I kept hitting wall after wall. I had dozens of interviews, so many informational interviews. I had a really strong network and things just weren't panning out. And I was running out of money, was running out of savings. I had moved my son and I out of the city we were living in and back to DC, which is where I really feel is home base for me. And was at really a jumping off point of, I have no idea what the F I'm supposed to be doing, but clearly it's not this. And I was at a hotel for some reason. I must have been on a trip with a friend or something. But I remember I was at a hotel and I go to bed that night and I'm kind of like shaking my fist at God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. I call it God. So I'm like shaking my fist at God and I'm like, you know what? Screw you, buddy. Like, I really followed all of the directions here. I, you know, did all the therapy to try to make my marriage work. I did all the things and I just feel hung out to dry. And tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. I will go be a waitress again, which is what I did through college. Now, like, I'll go be a waitress. Just like, tell me what I'm supposed to do and I will go do it. And I went to bed, I had a dream. I have no idea what that dream consisted of, but I woke up knowing that I was supposed to be a coach. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I started divorce coaching. I got a certification in divorce coaching. I helped other people through it. A lot of the focus of my research in my PhD program had been on gender-based violence. I had helped found the Center for Gender-Based Violence at this Carter School at George Mason University. That was my first executive directorship position. So I had a really strong background in sexual violence and gender-based violence. And I kind of smushed my coaching certification in divorce coaching together with my background in domestic violence and became a focused on domestic violence and sexual violence divorce coach.
Wow. Wow. So what was my question? What was I thinking about just now is, so who is your client? Like, who's your person? Is it women? Is it men? Is it both?
It's both. So there was a pivot and a shift. So I was divorce coaching. I was actually in-house at a law firm in the DC area, divorce coaching. And I had in a row, boom, 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 three different clients who started companies. They were stay-at-home moms. They needed jobs, but they needed flexibility. And so I was helping them do a job search. And at the end of the day, they were just like, you know what, screw it. I'm going to start my own company. And I helped each of them, like our divorce coaching kind of pivoted a bit into building companies. And I've been a business and organizational consultant on and off from age 24. And I was just like, you know, this is way more fun. And I'm way better at it. You know, like I'm a good divorce coach, but I have a way better kind of business and, structure and executive coach. My mindset is just much more oriented towards leadership, I think, because of my background. And so I pivoted when the pandemic started. I left the law firm and went out on my own and had a focus on both divorce and executive coaching. That continues at this point. I have almost only executive coaching clients, but I do get the occasional divorce coaching client. And I work with men and women.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I love how, you know, that all played out, and it started out with you going through a traumatic experience in your own divorce and then completely being lost and not knowing which way to go forward. And it took a form of surrender, right? Where I had to go and like, hey, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? And then you have the dream. And I love that. I love that you had the dream, and then the dream, with the dream, it showed you that, you know, to start coaching. And so you started coaching. So now, you know, the men and women that you are executive coaching. Mm-hmm. So what is it, you know, how does that play out? Like, how do you help people? Like you initially have an intake, or there's there a free call that people can contact you to make an appointment, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the mechanics of it are simple. People get in touch with me either through the website, through my social media. I built my company to six figures almost exclusively on social media. So people reach out to me via DM on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, and we jump on a call. We hop in Zoom. We figure out whether or not we're a good fit, you know, kind of have a little first date. And then if we're a good fit, we launch from there. So the progression that I take people on is helping them identify some of the core childhood trauma that they experienced. And I talk about small T trauma and acute trauma. So we look at the different aspects of self that are still carrying specific wounds, if you will, that are playing out in their businesses or in the way that they run their companies, if they're not the owner, if they're the CEO or some other aspect. I also work with a lot of lawyers, so this plays out in their practices. And from there, we start to shift things. We start to minister to the parts of ourselves that are hurting. So oftentimes models of change, behavioral change, that people try to like ad hoc implement on their own, right? Look something like, I'm such a dumbass. I can't believe I did this. Oh my God, I'm self-sabotaging. Can't believe I'm such a, you know, I'm an idiot. I always do this, you know, and these are the kind of stories we tell ourselves, right? Because we have a socialized belief. And I think some of this has to do with late stage capitalism. And some of this has to do with the way that we're socialized in schools. We have this belief, if we're just mean enough to ourselves, then something will magically change, right? Yeah. And I always say to my clients, you know, if you have two kids that want to go to the Olympics, right? They're both track stars. And one has a coach that says every day, you're such a dumb piece of shit. You're never going to make it. Move your ass. And you have another coach who's like, oh, you fell down on this hurdle because of this. Let's change it. You're doing great. I know it. Which kid is going to the Olympics, right? And yeah. So we take that approach. We move away from this. I'm going to beat the shit out of myself and hope magically it translates into change. And we move into what part of me is hurting. What part of me feels unsafe going for X big goal? What part of me feels comfortable staying small? What part of me feels unheard that I can minister to and listen to so that she or he can come out into the light and be seen, right? We do that ministering instead of that shaming and shushing. And because of that, we're able to pull out the parts of ourselves that have been squashed. And once we're in alignment with who we really are and all of those parts are welcome to play a role in our success, we can do anything we want.
Yeah, I love that. I love the process. I love how you laid it all out. You know, my belief is that it's never too late to have a happy childhood.
Yes.
You know, it's never too late. You know, I have a podcast that I do on the self-realization and the healing the inner child, which is something that's very near and dear to me. I know that that is a lot of the trauma that you're helping people heal and recover as well, so that they can be a whole human being, yeah. Not a distracted saboteur that is, you know, stopping and blocking things from coming in your life. So that's why having a coach like you, someone that is an advocate that's going to help them restore those parts. What are your social media handles and how can people find you?
Sure. On Instagram, on Facebook, I'm just at @soul_dr_Liz, Soul Dr. Liz. And then you can find me on LinkedIn. It's just Dr. Liz Dubois, Dr. Liz Deggy, excuse me, my maiden name's in there, Deggy, D-E-G-I, and then Dubois, D-U-B-O-I-S. So Liz Deggy Dubois.
Yeah, and do you also have a website?
I do. It's just souldrliz.com.
Souldrliz.com. That's easy. It's for those people that are listening right now that are driving. And, you know, trying to remember, because when they're hearing it as they're driving or whatever, trying to remember, I always like to leave them with the most simplest way to connect to the guests that they were listening to. So what is it that you want to leave the audience with today? What is the final word from you?
Final word, stop beating the crap out of yourself. It's not gonna help. I have a new course coming out called Transformation Codes. It's all about shifting, making little shifts so that you can make big changes. And the premise of the whole darn thing is if you stop beating the crap out of yourself, you'll have a lot more emotional energy to invest in making meaningful change.
Yeah. And there's no greater time than now to do that. Thank you so much, Dr. Liz, for being on today. It's wonderful to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show. Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Cornelia Stephanie here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is an entertainer. His name is Tyler Jones, and he streams Twitch and posts videos on YouTube. He enjoys playing video games and talking about anime. He loves spreading kindness. I can feel that from him. You'll see that immediately when you meet him. He loves spreading kindness and making others laugh so he can brighten other people's days. Tyler Jones is a mentor, he's an advocate and entertainer, and he has a passion for mentoring. I don't know what that is, but he's going to tell us, LGBTQ and youth and young adults through struggles that they generally face. He identifies as a bisexual transgender man and has endured many hardships on his journey. I can only imagine. Oh my God. He's also an advocate for the LGBTQ community and the mental health system in America and many other topics. He aspires to educate others on various topics in hopes to make the world a kinder and more accepting place. Thank you so much, Tyler, for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So good that you're here to make the world a kinder and better place. Oh my God, we need it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now more than ever.
So you've had quite the story. You have quite the life.
Yes.
What is it like to be a transgender man?
It's a lot different now than it was when the journey started. Personally, it was I figured it out when I was 14, and that's when I started to like tell everybody in my life to start calling me by the name that I preferred and like different pronouns and everything. So when it started and in the early years of it, it was a struggle is an understatement, because I just spent so many years feeling like I was a prisoner of my own body because it just didn't feel right. It wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't who I wanted to be. And I didn't perceive myself as who I wanted to be, and other people didn't perceive me as the person I wanted to be. So when it started, it was very hard, and there was a lot of emotions about myself and society and feeling like I wasn't, you know, right in a certain way. But, you know, now it's a complete 180. Now I'm so proud of myself and incredibly happy with myself. And I really have stepped into the person that I was always meant to be.
Yeah. So you know now that you were always meant to be the transgender man, Tyler, correct. And that basically that now that you've accepted yourself and that you really like yourself and you feel comfortable in your body through your acceptance, that now you feel like you're home.
Yes. Yeah. I feel very at home and safe and comfortable in my body for first time in many years.
So, you know, how did your family take this experience?
Initially it was not good at all. Both of my parents had very religious upbringings and they kind of used that as fuel for the acceptance not really happening. So for the first, I think 4 or 5 years or so, it was pretty rough and they didn't really understand it. And they didn't really like get what it all was or anything like that. But there came a point where I was kind of just like, hey, like this is who I am. And if you accept me, great. If you don't, that's okay too. And that's kind of when they really realized like, oh, this is serious. This like, you're serious about this. And, you know, we love you and we don't want to compromise anything for that. So they started to really make a total change. So my entire family is very accepting now.
Wow. I think, you know, and again, I think it's through your experience, your pain, mm-hmm. everything that you came to live and experience to liberate yourself and then to liberate the family as well. I mean, absolutely. It starts at home, right? It starts
yeah.
at home. But I mean, you guys had to do, you know, now you're doing it as a family unit because, you know, it, with the parents accepting you. And then of course that religious programming mm-hmm. that, you know, that, that must have been hard for them.
Yeah. It was very long, long journey for that as well.
Yeah. So what do you see out in the world now? I don't know. So is it okay to say your age?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 23 years old.
23 years old. So what do you see right now out in the world for, you know, people your age and transgender communities? Do you see like a lot of, you know, in the closet kind of experiences happening and there's a lot of suffering and not, you know, and that thing. And that's why you want to come out in this mm-hmm. way and talk about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I see. And I see too many stories where they started like mine with parents not accepting or friends not accepting, but it doesn't do the whole 180 that I was lucky enough to have. So I see too much of that and too much judgment and not understanding what it means to be trans, making that be the source of their reason for hating someone or having a disdain for someone before they even know who they are as a person. So I see a lot of, there is a lot of acceptance though. Like it has come incredibly far since when I was even a teenager. But there is still a lot of work to be done because some people don't want to take the time to understand it. So then it turns into a sort of malice towards those people because they just don't understand it or they don't get it or they've never met somebody who's transgender. So they haven't really had the experience to really learn and be able to have acceptance for those people.
Do you have a belief in a higher power?
I do. Yes.
Good. And you obviously you feel absolutely accepted with your higher power. And so is it spirit? Is it source? Is it God? Is it? Yeah.
It is God for me. It wasn't for a very long time, but I kind of took the mentality of turning against God because, oh, well, this is why my parents are not accepting me. So I'm going to go against God as well. But, right. I've recently made a lot of changes with my beliefs. And to me, God accepts everybody regardless of anything about you. So I very much believe in God now.
Wow. That's really awesome. You know, because the fact that you've also connected with your inner God, with God and mm-hmm. the way that you feel about God, what God means to you, however you want to call that higher power, right? That you've made peace with that and that right. that you're feeling good. And that is a beautiful ripple effect of what you're, how you're helping other people mm-hmm. as well in that acceptance, because yes. we've never been separate. We've just only been taught that we were separate, as I'm sure right. you know, right? So I want to ask, what is the LGBTQ? What is that?
Okay, that is the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer community.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we like to condense it with just the letters.
Yeah. Okay. So you are an advocate for them. Do you do a lot of work with them? And how does that play out?
Mm-hmm. So my advocacy, it's starting relatively small scale right now. So the main thing that I've been doing is I post videos on YouTube, specifically for advocacy as well. So I've talked about like Christianity and the LGBT community, and like I've shared my story with my parents and like my acceptance for God and things like that. And I've talked about like just my transition in hopes to maybe that video would find somebody who doesn't know what being transgender is, so that they'd be able to understand it a little more and maybe have acceptance for people in their lives, or at least even if they don't, you know, have a transformation, at least they understand it a little more. So I've started doing things like that. And I also have been getting into more advocacy with things on a political level. So certain bills that are being passed against like anything that has to do with the LGBT community, I've been working on reaching out to people in power to hopefully make some change in those ways as well.
It takes so much to stand up in this way. I mean, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of perseverance. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, because you're continuously having to stand up in the fight. And we know that the world isn't kind, you know, because of the uneducation.
Right.
Because that's the reason why. It's that people mm-hmm. aren't educated about it. And so that's why you're talking and bringing it out. So, and you're also an entertainer. Now, are you doing fun things on TikTok or are you?
Yeah. I stream on a website called Twitch, and it's like a live streaming website, and I post a couple TikToks too, but I stream there and I play video games and just like pretty much just chat with people, and we have fun and watch me be bad at video games for a couple hours.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. So I don't even know about Twitch. Mm-hmm. I have to check it out. I thought it was a person. but it's a streaming site.
Yes.
Okay, I will go check it out, and I will definitely go and subscribe to your YouTube channel. But
Thank you
have to subscribe to mine.
Oh, absolutely.
So you have to go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I will subscribe to your YouTube channel, and we want everyone to subscribe. Where's your YouTube at? Under what name?
I have two channels. The one for advocacy is The Tyler Jones, and then the one for entertainment is Totally Jonesy. It's J-O-N-E-S-Y.
Awesome. So when we post this on Facebook, this interview here, will you put the links underneath so that we
Absolutely.
Can make them really easy, you know, because mm-hmm. having people go look for them, it's like, or writing things down.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I know.
So, and then what are your other social media handles?
Mm-hmm. I have a website. It's www.justthetylerjones.com. And then on everything else, like Instagram, Twitter, I'm just the Totally Jonesy again.
The Totally Jonesy.
Yeah.
Tyler Jones. Yeah. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on. Like I said, as soon as I met you, I was like, I just want to give you a hug, because you just exude this energy of kindness and softness. And
thank you so much.
It's not easy to do what it is that you're doing out in the world with so much resistance. So may there be more acceptance because of you.
Absolutely. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going
to
have you come back on one day, and we'll see you again.
All right. Sounds good. I'd love to be back.
Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Kathy Devaney. And on an early Saturday morning in the spring of 1972, a scrappy tomboy lined herself up on the track of the nearby college to race a 50-yard dash. Chalk lines carefully laid down the stretch. She looked left, then right at the competitors aligned, then straight ahead to a ribbon pulled across the finish line. Right then and there, she decided, I shall, will be first. And she never looked back. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. That was a lovely surprise to hear that read aloud like that. Thank you.
Yeah, I bet it's been a while since you've heard that.
You know, it has. I composed it myself as I designed the website, and I love to write and tell stories, but it was wonderful. That was a nice surprise. Thank you, Cornelia.
Yes, I like to surprise people. So it's wonderful to have you on. You came to the Stories of Hope today. You're doing all kinds of wonderful things now in your life with baking, painting rocks, all kinds of fabulous things in your community. What is the story that you want to inspire us with today?
Well, I am a 59-year-old mother of four, raised three fabulous daughters, student athletes, and my son is now a senior in high school. And I was privileged. We live on the Central Coast of California. I was privileged to be able to stay home and raise them. And now I find the next chapter has to evolve by way of force. But my mom always taught me to follow your passions and they will not lead you astray. So when passion and purpose combine, that's when we're all living our very best lives. We don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. And my passion came about because of my children, but particularly my third daughter, who is an extremely talented athlete and 23 years old and suffers from some, you know, mental health issues, which have hampered her and played a role in our decision-making for her next level experiences after high school sports. So,
wow. Yeah. So you guys are all athletes in your family, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's gotta be challenging.
Well, our conversations around our dinner table when the children were growing up were Kevin and I made a decision for me to stay home and raise the children, which was a privilege. Not many of my friends were able to do that. And having a third then a fourth child, unlike many women, my contemporaries, I really had to dive in and be impactful in their upbringing so that they would have the best opportunities academically and athletically to perhaps get off to college, since we did not have the resources to just, you know, write the check for them. But we always talked around our dinner table that this is your ticket out. Your gifts are your ticket out. And that you have an obligation to not be a competitor, but to use your gifts. It turns out that for my children, and I've been a coach at the high school level, many young people have gifts. They don't realize just what assets they are in shaping their path forward. So I designed Athletica US to sit down with student athletes to assess those gifts and what that might mean in terms of their possibilities after high school.
Wow, that's so powerful, because, you know, bringing out their gifts, because a lot of times, because you said they don't know their gifts, they don't realize their gifts, and because a lot of younger people, you know, suffer with low self-esteem, mm-hmm. you know, and so that the fact that you are helping them bring out their gifts. So how does that look like? You guys have meetings? Is there, how does
Thanks
that
work? Asking. Well, with the help, again, with the help of my daughters who were, they're 29, 27, and 23, and they were all accomplished. Like so many of our young people, we've established a culture where we provide all these opportunities for our children. And then they get to the high school level and the process of decision-making for college is, it's overwhelming. Advanced placement courses, club sports, the pressure to do and be so many things to so many people was crazy prior to pandemic. It's even more, it's more intense, more challenging now. And the opportunities are fewer. The NCAA had to do a whole lot of cutting and decreasing rosters, getting rid of coaches, getting rid of entire programs. So the decision to as to whether or not you're going to do your sport at the next level was challenging to begin with. It's even more challenging now. I was just running some numbers as I tidy up part of my website. The average family, the average student athlete will apply to 20 to 24 colleges to try to get to do their sport at the next level. Each of those applications is going to cost about $60 to $70. So I wanted to create a program where you could invest a little bit in making that investment pay off. So I designed a 6-step sit down via Zoom or in person over the course of their sophomore and junior years. And it's 6 different steps that help them pick colleges that look like they might work, that have the right program. We do what we call the broken leg test. Would you want to stay there as a student if you couldn't be an athlete? It has to be a good fit. And then we do teach them how to research, how to get in touch with coaches, how to compose an appropriate email, how to write proper essays, and how to make the plan before you get to your senior year, November of your senior year, when you do the common application. So that can be an extremely overwhelming experience. And this helps. It takes it out of the parents' hands working with the student athlete, and I inspire them to do the research on their own, to answer the questions for themselves about what they want to have happen next, to be able to find their voice and articulate their wants and desires to their parents, their coaches, their counselors, future coaches, and to themselves, to hear their own voice about what matters to them, because they are inundated right now, Cornelia, with messages from the outside world, pressures about what they should do and be.
Yeah, I think it's so powerful what you're offering, that support, that advocacy, that direction, that inner guidance that you're asking them to look inside and find out, is this a good fit? What do I really want? How do I really want to move forward? I mean, how do people find you? I mean, or how do you find them? How do they find you? How do you find them?
Well, because I am, I've been at this undercover for the last 4 or 5 years. My third daughter, Cora, her story is, she's quite open about telling it. She's the one who inspired this, because she had everything open to her. She graduated in 2016 and she got slammed with anxiety and depression. Quick tangent, studies show that in 2012, 75% of our young adults had one of these with all of their social media on it. Prior to that, we taught our first two daughters, this is a tool, not a toy. Well, it's now a toy. And that toy has, like I say, all their social media. So it's constant pressure for them. So that's when we started to see the uptick in anxiety and depression for kids. That's why I started having conversations with people. So we developed the website when I finally got some resources. It just went live last month. I've been a radio talk show host, talk guest on one of our local shows. Folks in my neighborhood know who I am and what I do. It's now time to start to get the word out. So this is actually a wonderful opportunity to begin that process on a little bit bigger scale. The website is available, www.athleticaus.com, and all the information is there. I offer a free 30-minute consult to just shoot the breeze, talk about what this might look like for your student athlete. There isn't really anything out there quite like this. There are lots of services that charge between $4,000 and $10,000 to help you choose a college and make sure you take your SATs on time and all that sort of thing. But nothing really addresses what's going on personally with these kids. I have mentors at a very high level, the Olympic and very high NCAA level, who I'm working with to help me shape this messaging as well. And they've said, all of them have said, there's nothing like this. So I'm kind of inventing a wheel. I hope someday that I'm completely changing the dialogue that parents have with their children about expectations. But I'm really hoping to reach parents who will say, Kathy, will you please sit down with my student athlete? They're not listening to anything I say. And we really want them to feel empowered making the decisions that about where they might want to go to school after they finish high school, or if they even want to. We want them to know why they're going, not just where, but why do you want to do this at the next level? Answer some really important questions before they begin to, you know, hit that Common App and figure out all that important stuff senior year.
So I just want to say kudos to you for listening to your daughter. Mm-hmm. That yes, she's the one that, you know, spearheaded this. And so nothing like this has been done before until now. And obviously it's something that is really needed. I feel confident and I feel empowered listening to you. Like, yeah, that would make me want to reach out to you because of what you're saying. So definitely want to get the word out, help you get the word out. And I appreciate very much what it is that you're doing. Let's send the audience again to the website again. Go ahead.
Oh, for me, yes, www.athleticaus.com. Okay. It was Athletica Slow. I was just going to do it right here in my hometown, but I've been inspired to make it more broad reaching.
Yeah, I think this is a wonderful new beginning for, you know, a movement that needs to be ignited so that those students can start tapping into their gifts. And don't go to a place where, you know, anxiety gets started, like you said, you know, and bombarded with all these ways of what they should be doing instead of feeling really aligned and excited about where they're going. Is that right?
If I may say, yes, I've been coaching at the high school level straight now for 16 years since my first daughter got up there in 2006. And this will be, my son is graduating. I'm not going to give it up yet. I'm going to stick around a while. But I have between 20 and 35 young athletes every spring that come out to learn to throw the shot put and the discus. And but I I have three or four throwers, but I have 20 to 30 kids. They want to be part of something. They want what a team can bring them, pasta feed or cookies or just improvement or training for one another. And in that setting, I've seen over time the significance of the change in our culture and the reasons why these kids are coming out, to help them feel like they have a voice and that there's somebody is going to listen to them about the struggles that they're facing. It's huge. It makes a big difference. And it is inspiring me to continue to change our conversation with those young people. Trust them, listen to them, ask them the right questions, guide them to hear for themselves and to trust their inner voice.
That's so beautiful. I think that's the big thing, is someone is curious and interested and is listening to you and wants to listen to you and wants to hear what it is that you have to say and, you know, the direction that you feel led to go in. So thank you, Coach Kathy. It was wonderful to have you on the show today. And I wish you many, many new beginnings and much luck with everything that you're doing. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning into this series today of Stories of Hope. We'll see you all again next week. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.